Hello, welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. I'm Barry Kantz, your host, and this is show number 397 for November of 2018. Well, I want to thank you for coming by and listening to the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and we really appreciate the fact that you're here and you're interested in learning a little bit about travel and learning a little bit about the travel business, and business in general for that matter, and that's kind of what our show is about today. But in the meantime, I want to talk about our website, which you can find at hometravelagent.net. That's hometravelagent.net. And on that website, you can sign up for the newsletter, which you will get monthly as we produce the show. The show notes for the show will appear in the newsletter. And we don't spam your email inbox. We rarely send out any kind of email other than the show notes on a monthly basis. And you can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS. And that's the initials for the Home Base Travel Agent Show, HBTAS at facebook.com. And you can always drop me an email at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And we love to hear from you. We occasionally get some questions from listeners, and we're happy to respond. And we do respond to all of our emails, so please feel free to drop us an email, and we will get back to you. And when I say we, I'm talking about Lorene Romero, who is typically our co-host on the show, but this month kind of got away from her. She got very busy, and we will be happy to have her back next month and with a guest. In fact, this month's show is without a guest. I'm doing the show solo here for you this month, and we're going to talk about a business topic. So we'll get to that here in a few minutes. In the meantime, we'll take a short break here and be right back with the topic for our show. Well, what we're going to do today is talk about something that I recently learned about, and it's a fantastic tool for any kind of business. Actually, it's a fantastic tool for your own personal use. You don't even have to use it for business. And I came across this because in another role that I play here in my daily life, I am a business owner. I'm a part owner of a company that produces services, that develops services for podcasters. And it's a company that is called Blueberry, B-L-U-B-R-R-Y. And we sell hosting and statistical service for podcasters. So that's another aspect of my life besides having a strong interest here in the travel business. What we needed to do with our company was we needed to have some focus. We needed to be able to focus on some results and accomplish things rather than being pulled all over the place and squander our limited resources. We needed to do something that would bring us to a point where we're all rowing, all of our employees are rowing in the same direction, basically. Now, you don't have to have employees to use this tool we're going to talk about today, but it does help when you're trying to get everybody on the same page. And what we're going to talk about today is something called OKRs. And this stands for Objectives and Key Results, OKRs. And the reason we use OKRs, as I mentioned here a little bit, is, you know, you need to focus your finite resources. And I know as travel agents, we all have finite resources. Don't have an unlimited amount of time, nor do we have an unlimited amount of money. So what you want to do is focus those resources and achieve what you really want to achieve during the course of a time frame, whether it's a quarter or a year or even 6 weeks, whatever time frame you set. And also, you want to have the opportunity to maybe change things around a little bit as you're going along. And this tool gives you the ability to see what you are changing and focus on new objectives as time goes on. And also, we all have to have a little bit of visionary thinking, and this tool gets you to thinking about what you're doing and what you might want to do and what you might want to achieve. And it helps to spur the creative processes along those same lines. This process of creating a vision is probably best described by Peter Drucker in a story that he told in his 1954 book, The Practice of Management. And he told the story of three stonecutters, and each of the three stonecutters were asked the question, well, what are you doing? And the first stonecutter said, well, I am making a living. And the second stonecutter responded, I am doing the best job of stonecutting in the entire country. And the third stonecutter responded, I am building a cathedral. Now, as a travel agent, are you just making a living, or are you trying to do the best job that you can in the travel industry, or are you really building a business, a business that you can be proud of, a cathedral? And OKRs will help you focus your efforts towards the latter. You can build a cathedral, you can build a fantastic travel business, I think, by using the process of objectives and key results. So who uses objectives and key results, and where does this whole idea come from? Well, it actually comes from the tech industry, and it started back in the early 70s, or mid-70s, I think, by a gentleman by the name of Andy Grove, and he was the CEO of Intel, and he started this process of objectives and key results. He recognized that there was a lot of competition in the industry of building computer chips, and he wanted to set Intel apart from that competition, and he began using objectives and key results to make that happen. And during that time, an employee of his, John Doerr, really adapted to the OKR process and took it further and moved it on into other industries, and John Doerr became a consultant, and he actually consulted with the founders of Google at their early stages, when Google was only an organization basically of two or three employees. John Doerr met with the founders of Google and explained the OKR process to them, and Google still uses OKRs in their business planning processes. Other companies who use OKRs are, well, I mentioned Intel, Twitter, 123andMe, you know, the DNA company, Amazon, Netflix, a company called Asana, LinkedIn, and there are many, many other large organizations, large companies who use OKRs, and there are many smaller companies who use OKRs, and it's across industries. It's just not the tech industries. And many schools and government organizations also use OKRs. And as I mentioned, individuals as well can use OKRs. So if you have some objectives that you want to accomplish on a personal basis throughout the course of a year, you know, you can develop your own objectives and key results. So it's not something that has to happen in the tech industry or within a large organization. Home-based travel agents, well, the OKR process is ideally suited for the home travel advisor business. Now, you might be thinking, well, this whole OKR thing, it's going to add to my workload, and I'm just not going to have time to do it. One more thing to do, one more thing to pay attention to, and I just don't have time for that. I've got 100 emails. I've got people asking me all kinds of questions, and just one more thing to add to my already busy day. Well, the power of OKRs is really in the power for you to be able to say no. If something doesn't fit within your objectives, within that set of goals and objectives that you've defined, then you can legitimately say, no, this is not within the realm of things that I'm trying to accomplish here. You know, I know we're all pulled in 100 different directions, but the reason is because we usually don't say no. We need to be able to say no to things and focus on what we really want to do and what we really want to accomplish. And objectives and key results gives us that ability to do just that, to the ability to say no. Okay, it's time to get into defining actually what actually are objectives and key results. Well, an objective is a qualitative statement. A qualitative statement saying, this is something that I would like to accomplish during the year or during the quarter, depending on where you set your time frames for your objectives and key results. So an objective would be saying something like, I want to double my sales for 2019. That is a qualitative statement. Now, a key result is quantitative. A key result is something that is measurable. A key result would be something like, I'm going to attend 5 conferences this year. That would be a key result that's measurable. There's 5 conferences that you've set as your key result, and you want to attend those 5 conferences in the course of a year. An objective, and particularly a key result, needs to have some stretch to it. So if you want to accomplish something, you don't want to make it too easy. You don't want to be able to do this easily. You really want to stretch your abilities and therefore make a key result that's not easy to obtain. In fact, the recommendations are that if you achieve 70% of your key result, then you are successful. If you achieve less than 30% of your key result, then you've failed at achieving that key result. And quite often key results are measured on a scale of 0 to 1, which easily translates into percentages. So if you've made the key result of attending 5 conferences in a year, then if you've achieved all 5, then you've achieved a score of 1 for your objective. And if you obviously achieved or went to 0 conferences during the course of the year, you've achieved 0, so you've not accomplished your objective. So, and your measurements fall in between the 0 and the 1. Whether you've gone to 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 conferences during the year, you can calculate that out as a percentage and determine where you fall on the scale of whether you've accomplished the objective or whether you have not, below a 0.3 or above a 0.7 on your scale. That's how key results are measured. Now, there are some key results that are binary. In other words, either you do it or you don't. It's not really measurable on a scale of 0 to 1. So there are a few of those that are out there, and those types of key results are just fine. However, I would strongly suggest that you always try to develop a key result that gives you some sort of measurable scale, and that if you accomplish the 1, then it's probably too easy for you to do. So that's what you want to do with your key results. Now, when it comes back to objectives, we'll jump back to objectives here for a moment. You don't want too many objectives. In fact, they say that 5 objectives for your time frame, a year perhaps, is too many. Those are too many. It will scatter your focus. It will take you out of focus if you have too many objectives. Therefore, you want to keep the number of objectives that you have during the course of your time frame down to 3 or maybe 4, but definitely not 5. 5 again will get you pulled in too many directions. Now, key results. You can have 4 or 5 key results under an objective. Again, if you have too many key results that you're trying to achieve within that objective, then that would be too many as well. So you want to keep your key results to a few, 3 or 4 ideally, your objectives to a few, 3 or 4 ideally, and then I think you're off to the races. You have a focus, you know what you want to do during the course of the year, and you know what you need to do to get there. Now, another question that you might ask would be, are objectives and are key results set in stone? And no, they're not. You can review your objectives on a quarterly basis. If you have annual objectives, you can, of course, you review those annually. But you want to review your objectives on a set time frame to make sure that you are moving in the direction that you want to move into. And your key results, you should try to leave your key results alone, because those are things that you want to accomplish. And if you go and change your key results a lot, then maybe you're making them too easy, or maybe you're making them a little bit too far out there, too difficult, so that you cannot achieve even 70% of the key result. So you want to make sure that you review these on a regular basis, and and you can change them. Nothing's cut in stone. In fact, the system is very adaptable to you and your circumstances. And one other thing that you want to do is when you look at your key results and you see where that you are at, and maybe you're not really where you want to be, then you have to step back and say, what has gotten in my way? Why haven't I achieved the key result to a point at where I want to be? Why haven't I done this? And then analyze it. Do a little bit of a post-mortem on the key result and figure out why you haven't gotten there. Now, it could be things that are not under your control. Things may have happened. Someone in the family may have gotten sick. I mean, there are a hundred millions of things that could have gotten in the way that are out of your control, but you want to take a look at those. And then there are things that are in your control, and those are the things that you want to focus on. And how can you change those things that are in your control so that you can do a better job of achieving your key results? Now, what kind of a system should you use to track your key results? Well, personally, I like the idea of a spreadsheet. And a spreadsheet is ideal, or a Google document, or a document, a Word document, whatever word processing software that you use, or spreadsheet software that you use. Either one's ideal to track your objectives and key results. So you can use an Excel spreadsheet, which is what I use, and you can put your key results underneath your objectives, and then you can develop a scale so that you can track each of your key results. Through that, there are software programs out there. In fact, there are several software programs out there that will track your objectives and key results. The system is so popular that people have gone entrepreneurial on this and have developed software systems that will do this. There are some really simple ones, and there are some software packages that are fairly difficult, but the more difficult it is, the more depth it has. The simple ones have little depth, and the more difficult software programs have a lot of depth and can track a lot of things. So if you want to go the software route, that's out there. However, for a home-based travel agent business, I would say a spreadsheet works just fine. And what I will do is I will take a blank copy of the spreadsheet that I've developed, and I will put a link to that. It's a Google Doc. I will put a link to that in the show notes that you can go through and see what I've developed, and you're welcome to use that format. You can import it into your own Google Doc folder or convert it into a Microsoft Excel format and use it for your home travel business. Certainly, that's not a problem. Happy to do that for you. So look for that in the show notes. Okay, what about a couple of examples from the travel advisor business? Let me go through a couple of examples that I came up with here for the travel advisor business, and we'll get into a little bit into a little bit of detail on how this will work for you. And perhaps your objective for 2019 would be to double your gross revenue. Now, that's an objective, it's qualitative, and the objective is to double your gross revenue in 2019. How do you do that? Well, primarily you can do that through some key results that focus on marketing. And the first key result that I came up with would be to join your local chamber of commerce and participate in 10 meetings. So there's a quantitative aspect to this key result. You want to join the Chamber of Commerce and participate in 10 meetings. Now, I said participate, not necessarily 10. So you want to get out there and have people get to know you and get to know the business that you're in. So joining the Chamber of Commerce and participating in 10 meetings is a measurable key result. The next key result under this objective would be to start a social media campaign and post a travel-related article on Facebook every other day, or at least 180 days in 2019. So you can set quarterly objectives based on that, which would make more sense because then you can go back and review those. But so it's measurable. You have a post, a Facebook post, travel-related Facebook post, at least every other day, or at least 180 days in 2019. Now, the next objective is interesting, and I'll point that out as I get into the key results, but the next objective would be to obtain your Master Cruise Counselor certification, your MCC, from Cruise Line International Association, CLIA, CLIA. And if you're in the travel advisor business, you're familiar with those acronyms. So the objective is to obtain the MCC from CLIA in 2019. Travel agents just love these acronyms. So I just had to do that. Well, anyhow, a key result under that objective would be to sell 40 cabins. That is a requirement for obtaining your MCC. You have to sell 40 cabins. Actually, that's over a 2-year period of time, but why not make that for a 1-year period of time and make yourself stretch for that key result. So sell 40 cabins in 2019. Another key result is achieve $5,000 in commissions for selling cruises. Now, note that that key result really relates back to our first objective of doubling your gross revenue in 2019. So those two are interrelated, and that's perfectly fine. You can have objectives that have key results that interrelate to each other, and maybe even if you use a whiteboard to track your objectives and key results, you may want to draw a line between those two with arrows or something to show the interrelationship between those key results. So achieve $5,000 in commission for selling cruises. That's a key result, measurable. Another key result is take 2 cruises on CLIA member cruise lines, another requirement for your MCC. And the last, but probably not the least in terms of obtaining the MCC through CLIA, is to make 3 shipboard inspections of different ships. Once again, that's a measurable key result. There's 3 shipboard inspections that you have to make in 2019. So those are a couple of travel advisor related objectives and key results. Now, you need to let your imagination do the walking here when you set forth your own objectives and key results. So find out what you think, not just find out, but think about what you can do in 2019. Think about what you want to do. Think about what's possible and make that stretch and develop your objectives and key results. But again, don't stretch yourself too thin. Make it realistic. You don't want to get out of focus. Again, you don't want to get out of focus where you're answering 300 emails a day and people pulling you off in all different directions. You want to have that focus and you want to have that ability to say no. Now, within the show notes, again, I'm going to link to a couple of books and probably a couple of articles about OKRs. Or you can just do a Google search and you're going to find tons of information about objectives and key results. There's a lot of information out there about OKRs. There's a lot of industry-specific information about OKRs. So if you do a Google search, you're going to find a whole lot. I've relied on a couple of books for my knowledge of OKRs, and not only the books, but now that I've worked on implementing the OKR system in my own business, I'm relying on some experience here, but these two books are great and I highly recommend them to you, and you can find those in the show notes. So now that you're armed with what to do in 2019 in terms of your business planning, now is the time to sit down and just start jotting out some notes about what you want to accomplish next year, and then turn that creativity into objectives, and then find the key results and make them measurable, and then get to work. So I do wish you all the success in using this system. I think you're going to profit from it. In fact, if you're using it, I'm sure that you will profit from this system. So go ahead and get started and let me know how it works out. Drop me an email at Barry, Barry, at hometravelagent.net. I'd love to hear how this works out. I would love to hear what kind of objectives and key results that you've come up with. So drop me a note about that. And in a future show, I would love to share some of the objectives and key results that you've come up with, because through the process of sharing, that can help other people out and spur some creativity along the way with other people as well. So please do that. Okay, I want to thank you all for taking the time that you've invested in this show and listening. And we will be back next month, and Laureen will be back with us. We hope she'll be back. I think she will. It depends on her busy schedule. I know she's very busy taking care of the Windsor Chamber of Commerce, and I know she strives to do the best job that she can for that organization. So we want to have her back next month and look forward to having a guest next month. And until then, we will see you in December, at the end of December, for another show. And until then, stay healthy and have safe travels, everyone. And we'll see you then. Bye-bye for now.